Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Tonight we're getting into your deepest, darkest, and most revealing sex and relationship questions. Wow, you guys have been sending in some good ones lately, and tonight we're going to tackle them. So thanks for listening, and also some crazy sex in the news. Anderson, you're going to love this. So everyone, check out the show and enjoy. But first, everyone, you know that I have a new obsession, and this is my Vesper by Crave necklace, which is a vibrator. It's a beautiful necklace. You just have to check it out. Go to lovecrave.com. I've never gotten so many compliments on anything before they even know that it's a vibrator. They're like, that's a really pretty necklace. It looks like a little pen, but it's a discreet, powerful vibe. You've seen it, Anderson. And I love it. I have to say that they are, I mean, really, like, I give them to like my friends or I tell them where to go buy it, and it's the most popular piece of jewelry I've ever had. And I feel like if you ever have to buy anyone a gift or buy yourself a gift just because you deserve it, because you're awesome, it is jewelry plus orgasms. It's kind of a no-brainer. And it charges USB. It's really cool.
And it stays really shiny.
It's really shiny and pretty, and I wear it every single day.
Polishing it.
I'm not polishing it. You mean with my you-know-what?
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
That's how it works, right?
I can't talk about that on the show. So anyway, check it out. Go to lovecrave.com. They've won a bunch of awards. It's just the coolest thing that you need to buy yourself or someone you love. And yeah, thanks for listening, everyone.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend? Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. Sex with Emily podcast. We do two a week. We do eight a month. That is a lot of freaking podcasts. You can check them all out on iTunes. Some people aren't huge fans of iTunes. You can download the podcast one app, the Stitcher app, anything. Listen to it on your smartphone. So easy. I'm here with Anderson. I do feel like we need to do like a public service announcement so people understand podcasts. It's still sometimes people listening, you guys know, but they don't realize how easy it is.
That'd be a weird PSA.
Like, it's a really short one.
Want to hear uncensored filth on demand? Listen to your local PSA.
No, but I mean, like, people are like, how do I do it? I'm like, it's on so podcasting. Easy. People don't realize how easy it is.
Yeah, anyway. It's weird. It is strange how few people actually, yeah. Still to this day, I think Serial helped.
That's
it
what I'm
lot,
saying.
A lot
it did,
more
it
people.
Did help. People are like, oh, Serial. I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's like, especially the oldies, they're like, wait, I got to use it, listen on my phone, yeah. And make it downloadable.
And then I have to pay
on
for
the Wi-Fis.
Right, the whole thing. That? Right, it's weird. But it's not weird. And you can subscribe on iTunes, and then you get it in your inbox in your iTunes every day. Or what else was the other, like, Droid? What do they use for?
Droid. Stitcher.
Stitcher is the best one. I love Stitcher. I used to record there before I knew you. So do that and check it out in our website. Also sign up for, our newsletter. I give good newsletter. Gotta say, I do it. And I'm here with Anderson. It's great to see you again. It's been a little while.
It's been a minute.
It's been hurting.
Yeah.
Miss you.
You were off.
I was off in Israel.
Yeah, off out of the country.
I didn't die. No, it was great. It was great with my family. It was very cathartic and spiritual and intense because I was in a bus with my family for 8 days.
Did you wear a shawl? On your
no,
head?
No.
You didn't
no,
wear anything well. On your
no.
head?
Like I wore a scarf? A hat? No. It wasn't. It's not
it
like...
just seems like everybody, every time I see pictures or video or anything of like the Middle East or
Israel.
Well,
because they're like fighting in Muslim.
Well, they're also like fighting the sun, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It wasn't that hot yet. I mean, it was hot, but not hot. I went to the Dead Sea. It was my niece had her bat. It was fun, like, because I'm not very religious, but I did experience.
Says the lady who wears a dildo around her neck. That's funny.
You know, the Jews are all into sex. It's funny. We don't have any issues like Catholicism or anything else where they're, you know, in the afterlife, you're going to be so punished in some way.
Like, right, there's like no heaven or hell, really, right?
No, just, nothing. Yeah. We're like, what are you? Just
having live
a good
on through
let's
your
have a good time while we're here. Let's have a good time while we're here. But it is funny because if you look at a lot of the sex experts, sex educators, a lot of them are Jewish, which is interesting. And so it was also interesting being with my family because, you know, it's often a mirror onto yourself, and often the things in our parents that kind of tweak us are things that we kind of see in ourselves sometimes too. Do you realize that?
Nature, nurture, yeah, for sure.
But I also noticed that I am like a Martian when it comes to my family. I mean, they all live in the Midwest. They haven't moved. You know, they're sophisticated. They're a sophisticated people, but yet
I met
my
your brother.
Life...
Yeah, he's like a top level executive
oh, yeah.
lawyer.
Hardcore. Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm. But you needed a faster paced lifestyle, I think.
Right. And I marched the beat of my own drummer.
You're
but like I try to educate my nieces, you know, because we actually have a family member, close family member, who is transgendered, who's going from a female cousin to a male cousin. And so it's been really confusing to them. And so we were talking about it. It just made me think about this because I said to them that transgendered people are, it's become this whole like explosion now. Like no one was really understanding it or talking about it now. And now like in media and like Orange is the New Black, and it's kind of like the thing that, whatever, like how gay, like I didn't know a lot of gay people they didn't come out when I was in high school or in college. But now I think the trend is a new movement.
It's becoming a more common thing.
It's becoming more common. And I was trying to explain to her that it's not, because they're so confused by it. But the thing about transgender people think like, okay, we're talking about Bruce Jenner, of course. That's how they learned about it because they love the Kardashians. And it's not that Bruce, like they're like, well, I think it's because, you know, he's been around women so long. People who are transgender, they actually like know at a young age, like a lot of your gay people like know at fourth grade, fifth grade, you know, when they're young. So they just, but they think they have to live in this body. So anyway, it was
and
very
a lot
interesting.
Of the time they become lesbians, which is very odd and strange. And
you mean
another,
when a man
whole
changes
level,
to a woman?
Whole other level to try and understand too.
Yeah, exactly. I mean? There's a lot to understand.
Like a lot of them, they love women so much they want to be a woman and they feel like they are a woman. You know what? This is
just, they feel like they are.
There's a very, you might find this interesting. There's a really interesting documentary from a few years ago called Whole. Whole.
Okay.
And it's all about people who, they're not transgender, but they feel like they shouldn't have an arm. Like, they're like, they just know, almost like in a past life, they didn't have an arm.
Oh.
And like, their appendage really bothers them. And then they go ahead, and a lot of these people in the documentary, Whole, Whole,
right.
they actually have their arm removed.
Do you talk about it on your podcast?
A long time ago, yeah.
Wow.
But it made me think of it because it's kind of the same thing as transgender.
Yeah, because
like
you always
feel like
know,
there's something wrong. Something's not right
your whole
with your
life.
Body.
You're like, I know that I'm a girl or I know that I'm a boy because it's not about sexual attraction. It really is about identity. So I think it was, I was trying to educate them. My brother just like rolling his eyes at me. But then I found this great article in Huffington Post that said the same thing, that there is an explosion right now and I felt more justified. So next week, I'm going to Vegas for the podcast awards. And I'm hosting.
I think Drew's going to be there.
Oh, yeah?
I think Dr. Drew's going to be like the MC.
I'm the MC. No, well, I'm the host.
He's gonna be fighting over the mics.
With Chris Jericho.
Oh, he's a good guy. I like him.
I don't. He's a wrestler.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
he's
all I know.
A lot of things. He's a podcaster.
Yeah, he's a podcaster, wrestler. Loveline.
Good guy.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. It's gonna be fun. He's cute, but he's married. But whatever. It'll be fun. We're doing it together and giving away awards. So hopefully,
doing
you know,
together.
Good times. We're doing it. We're doing.
Real quick, did your cousin change their name too?
Yeah, that the whole thing. And they're confused because she's like, you know, 20. He's like 24.
That's a little young to be doing that, I think.
Well,
a little young.
I don't know. They changed, but didn't get the a penis put out or anything like that yet. Like hasn't done the full surgery, but taking hormones. And they're just like, they roll their eyes, and I want to educate them that it's, you know,
changing the name is almost as big a deal, though. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
It's a
and for the parents to be like, or how about parents do it to their? I mean, the whole thing is confusing. Kids, but
the Wachowski brothers, who made The Matrix, one of them transgender,
really?
Yeah,
just recently,
3-4 years ago. So now they're not the Wachowski brothers, they're the Wachowski siblings,
right?
Yeah,
interesting, right?
It's That's becoming a good more prevalent,
thing. Right? It is, and the whole thing about Bruce Jenner, too, is that I think it's like it's what they've said is that he knew when he was younger, but he was like, okay, well, what can I do to counter this? Because, of course, no one's gonna accept it. I'm gonna become an Olympic athlete because that's the most masculine thing that you could do that would actually
track and field.
You're right, but still, he went for it. And then he marries like an alpha woman and the whole thing. Okay, we've got some great sex in the news today, too. So I would just like to get into that, Anderson.
I love the sex in the news.
Hilarious. Well, you're going to love it because there's some good ones. Ohio woman stabs boyfriend in groin for eating all her salsa. Of course, this happened in Ohio. And I say, of course, because the Midwest is not known for their salsa or Mexican food. So Phyllis Jefferson's temper may be as hot as her salsa. Police in Akron, Ohio said Jefferson, 50, allegedly stabbed her boyfriend in the groin with a pen Sunday evening after he ate all the salsa in their house. Cleveland.com reports. Jefferson's boyfriend, Ronnie D. Booker, told police that he and the accused were arguing about the salsa consumption when she allegedly stabbed him with a pen. The suspect then walked over to the TV and threatened to knock it on the floor, according to Ohio.com. Ohio.com and Cleveland.com. It sounds very busy. When Booker grabbed the TV, Jefferson allegedly walked to the kitchen to grab a knife and use it to cut him in the stomach. Jefferson fled the scene while Buckner called 911. Responding officers found him on the floor clutching his stomach. He was taken to a nearby hospital, treated for injuries that were believed to be non-life-threatening. So Jefferson was arrested a short time when police pulled her over on the highway. She allegedly admitted to stabbing Buckner and said she did it because she wanted to leave. Jefferson was charged with felonious assault, and she's booked in jail. Okay, so here's the deal. Like I said, I understand this. I moved to California. I had never had good salsa from Michigan. I never seen an avocado. I could understand her being aggressive about her salsa.
This is not about the salsa.
Okay, fine. She was already going to leave anyway.
Maybe she found out it was made in New York City.
I don't know what, but she said it was an excuse. But I would just think that, you know what? It was the salsa that broke the camel's back.
Sorry, my drum's a little rusty.
I'm funny. No, but really, I mean, so that's what it is. But I really, when I first read it, I was like, oh, she really is pissed off. But you know when you have snacks? Does this ever happen? Does this happen when you get married?
No.
You don't get bummed if your wife eats your Pop-Tarts or whatever it is you eat.
Do what you want, honey. Have what you want.
Oh, you're a good husband, I think.
Well, there's a store down the street, you know?
Yeah, but you say go get it? You ever killed it, refilled it?
No. I did that with my siblings, but not my wife. No.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay. Anderson, this is important, actually.
How drunk were these salsa-eating fucks?
That's what I want to know, too. They probably were drunk, but...
It's like salsa's code for something. It can't really
I don't
be
even
about
know.
Salsa.
They must have been a little messed up.
Remember that old ad for salsa? And they'd find out that it was made in New York City, and then they say, get a rope, because they wanted to kill the person?
No.
Because you got to eat salsa that's only from Texas.
Right. Right. No, I understand. I think that there was probably other issues.
I would think so.
Okay. Ejaculating on your colleague's food is not a sex crime in Minnesota.
What? I'm never moving there.
Exactly. Let's be clear. Leaving any body fluid in your colleague's food will get you into trouble in Minnesota, and it's ill-advised. But at this point,
It is unclear what charge will be convicted of. To that end, a man was just cleared of sex charges after admitting that he ejaculated into his coworker's coffee and on her desk at work. Don't know why he admitted it.
Was there any reason to why he did this?
A judge found that John Lynn's creepy behavior didn't qualify as criminal sexual conduct, even though the victim drank the tainted coffee. Minnesota law doesn't cover indirect bodily fluid contact. In other words, Lynn's non-dairy creamer doesn't qualify as criminal sexual conduct because he didn't ejaculate directly onto his victim.
Wait a minute. That's dairy, right? It's coming straight.
No.
I would think it'd be considered dairy.
No. According to the district court judge, whatever, Patrick, the charge in part defines sexual conduct as the intentional touching with seminal fluid. Luckily, there's a good chance the law is about to change. Can you imagine this? These lawmakers are going back to change it because it's one case. Minnesota, whatever bill, some congressman proposed it, would make adulteration by bodily fluid a misdemeanor. If a person ingested the adulterated substance, forced felony, blah, blah, blah. Clearly, in Lynn's case, prosecutors thought criminal sex or conduct was the most appropriate charge. The defendant confessed, so the facts weren't in question. But the judge had to ask, why the hell did this person admit it?
What are you advocating? Lying? I hope somebody in Minnesota runs, like some politician runs, and that's their stump. Like, that's what they're stomping for. They're like, Ara, and I promise if I'm elected to office, you come on your friend's call. Coffee, you will be arrested.
Right, exactly. I mean, we don't condone doing anything to your colleague's food, and you shouldn't. It's not cool. You'll be arrested, fired a room. But hey, until the bill is passed, Lynn's convicted. It's all gray area.
I can't believe the founding fathers didn't think about this.
First of all, people are going to read this and be like, I'm going to go ejaculate in my boss's coffee.
They got a little while before the bill passes.
But this is so weird. I'm like, I thought being roofied was kind of annoying and scary. Now I got to worry about you ejaculating in my coffee.
What about if you take a bunch of roofies and then your semen becomes like tainted with the roofies and then it's the double? You know what I mean? Like
what
if the man takes a bunch of roofies and then it gets in the semen. Because there's girls, and I've heard about them, that swallow their boyfriend's cum, and they're meth heads, their boyfriends are, and they get high.
Oh, from the semen.
I blame the Swedes with all this.
The Swedes with the semen?
With the weird sex laws. Because if you remember, one of the first Sex in the News stories you did was about that Swedish guy, who was beating off in public, but he wasn't making eye contact, so it was okay.
I know.
Remember
what the hell?
And Minnesota's filled with Swedes. And
I know. You're right. Maybe it's a Swedish thing. I don't know. But I decided that I was going to get a coffee maker in the office because we haven't gotten that yet. Now I'm just going to get a Keurig because...
But you have nothing but girls working for you. You're fine.
You're right, but they might do something else. Maybe they just pee in my coffee. I'm all anxious now about my coffee. I'm just going to get Keurig because you know Keurigs, you got to stand there and watch it because you're like, when is it? When's it coming? When's it coming? It
takes a full 30 seconds. It's brutal.
I can't wait. It's brutal. So jealous woman plasters cheating boyfriend's car with sanitary pads. Okay, so this woman from China, she was not going to let her boyfriend get away with cheating, so she got revenge on him by sticking sanitary pads on his car. Now, do you know what sanitary pads are?
Of course I know what sanitary pads
are. First of all, who the hell has seen the sanitary pads since like 1982?
Are they used?
Well, no, that's the thing. They're not even used. It looks like there's cotton ball. Like, it's stupid. Like, put a dirty tampon on his car if she's going to do anything. But she made a huge mistake because the woman believed her boyfriend was cheating when he went to a friend's house, didn't return later. Instead of asking questions, she jumped to conclusion, assumed he was committing adultery, and plotted a way to humiliate him. But, like, he's going to come out and be like, oh, there's sanitary napkins.
Maybe it's a cultural thing. Maybe that is a huge
thing. Right. Maybe sanitary napkins are much more offensive in China. So she bought 30 sanitary napkins. Think about all the people like who don't have sanitary napkins around the world.
They just pads, though.
Yeah, they're pads.
That's another word for pads.
Yeah, they can rip off the glue. Yeah, they're pads.
There's some religions where you're not allowed to, put the things
inside of you. I get it. Yeah, totally. She then took a photo of her act of sabotage and posted online with the caption, "That's right, I did it." But as it turns out, Tan was the one who had apologized. Her boyfriend says he wasn't cheating. He'd been out all night planning a surprise party for his girlfriend.
It's like a bad sitcom.
I know. I asked her what happened, and she flew into a rage. She sounds a little insecure, unstable. And this is when I always say love is blind. Dude, pay attention to this. She freaked out into tampon pad, whatever pads, and you didn't even do anything wrong. So it was a rental car.
Plus, now she's bleeding all over the place because she has no pads left.
I know. And how is that humiliating? And then the weird thing is, in San Francisco, like, everyone decorates their car. We didn't even know it was pads, but whatever. It's China, a different place.
Wait, San Francisco people, that would just look like
oh
a fashion statement?
People have stuff all over their cars. Like, they have figurines, adult figurines. San Francisco, you just spend... you've been there, but like when you just hang out and you live in the neighborhoods, like people have cars. Yeah, I lived in near the Castro. People will spend hours, like every single like figurine is of a action figure is glued to their car. There's sparkles or there's paint. It's just crazy.
There was an insane guy out here in LA for years and years, and he had like his resumes and his headshots all over his car. He even had like a giant like paper mache bust of his head on top of his car. So, and it was all like he was trying to get acting work.
Did he get it?
I don't think so. I think he died.
He died in an accident
because someone couldn't see.
That's hilarious, though. That's actually really smart. Hiring for business. Okay, so I have even more Sex in the News because these were just so friggin' good.
I wish you could do a whole show with Sex in the News.
We could.
You should, like once a week, just do a whole Sex in the News show.
But here's my issue. And I want to hear from you people. You people that I love.
Peeps.
My listeners. My peeps. So I've been thinking since it's my 10th year, you know, like we did a survey on our site, which I think is still there, but we got a lot of like 900 responses and it was really helpful. But I just think like, what do you guys love about the show? What don't you like? What would you like to hear more of? And I think Sex in the News is really fun. But then for a while I thought, you know, people want to get more sex tips and stuff. So this is just more entertaining. And there are some stuff we can pull from here. Like, you know, if you get mad at your boyfriend, you know, maybe hold off on the, you know, pads. But it's entertaining. It is. So I do this and then I get into emails and, you know, but a whole show of Sex in the News, Anderson.
Perhaps you got some deep dark secrets coming up too, though, right? From your listeners.
Yeah, like I got some really good emails this week. Yeah, feedback at Sex with Emily. So this one, I thought that Mike Catherwood would actually like this
Who
job.
Who is that? I'm not familiar.
He's from Loveline.
Oh.
So Loveline is the show that.
Oh, he's that swarthy gentleman.
Yes,
who's
exactly.
Who's always saying filthy things. Yeah.
You guys don't know that I do guest co-host Loveline every Thursday night. And it's here. Anderson's on it too. And the thing is, when does the podcast post from the Thursday show?
I have no idea. What are you talking about?
Loveline.
Oh, Loveline.
People want to hear it when I'm on.
Yeah, like the following Sunday or Monday.
Okay. So check it out. Loveline. So we were both nominated for Best Podcast at the Podcast Awards.
Yeah, the ones that Emily's usually on the ones that are dated on the Loveline homepage as Sunday release.
Okay, got it. So usually I'm on Thursday night. So check that out. And Mike Catherwood is the co-host of Loveline with Dr. Drew. And I read this job and I thought, I could see him doing this or someone, I don't know, listen.
This
ready?
Is a job posting?
This is a job posting. Brothel tester is a real job where you get paid to have sex and rate cat houses. But he might not like sleeping with prostitutes. But I just thought anywhere where you get to go sleep with people and then like talk about it.
That's like a secret shopper, but you're a John?
Yeah, exactly. Looking for a new line of work? Want to have sex with prostitutes and get paid to do it?
Wait, what part of the world is this?
Germany. Then we have the job for you. Brothel tester. A brothel company in Germany is looking to pay people to use their services so they can monitor the quality of the work going on at their cat houses. Kind of like being a quality control manager, only, you know, you get to have lots of sex.
I'm a guy, so this sounds really appealing, but I just thought it through and it sounds awful.
Yeah, why?
Because how bad would I feel if I'm having sex with somebody for money, as far as they know, and then I'm giving them a bad score?
I know. I would bad. So... Hopefully they wouldn't know you were the guy.
Because you're doing the most intimate thing like you can snark. Do with another person, and then you're turning around and talking badly about them, and they could lose their job, which is already like one of the worst jobs in the world, being a whore.
Right. Exactly. But here's the thing that's so interesting, is that I think that one person's rocking night of sex with someone is another person's buzzkill.
It's called chemistry, yeah.
It's chemistry. And so... I don't know. Like, how do you interview this job? I've had a lot of sex, and it's therefore, how do you test that someone's actually good at testing sex?
Maybe it's a customer service type stuff too.
What do you mean?
Like the girls are supposed to like say certain
like
things
that
make
your
you
penis.
Feel comfortable.
Right, exactly.
If you're acting uptight, they're supposed to loosen you up.
Right.
That kind
it's not about the actual act, but it's more about like all the accoutrements around it. So this is the ad listing. See if you qualify. Coughbitch.com is a social network for sex workers, clients, brothels, and companies in an erotic environment with a young team, about 25 people.
Coughbitch?
It's K-A-U-F, Mish, M-I-C-H.
Oh, Mish.
Cough, like Michigan.
Cough, Michigan.
With a young team, about 25 people, and a flat hierarchy, working conditions are very pleasant, probably have lunch every day or something, and marked by the life of a startup. Coughbitch.com is part of an international group of companies with more than 120 employees in Germany, China, and Spain, offering realistic development, whatever. Okay, so sounds pretty straightforward. Here's the tasks. Test brothels after service, cleanliness, and compliance with safe sex practices. You will enjoy sex with various women and then create a score, which is then published on their website. Also visit their website, Coughbitch, events such as bukkake parties and gangbangs, which will be evaluated according to their quality.
I think maybe this is just like they're compiling a list of people to watch.
No, they're like they want, this is real. Like they own all these brothels. It's probably a monopoly. And it's a unique job opportunity. So what are they looking for? They'd like a university degree in business. Preferably the hotel industry because it is about service, fluent in German. And had experience in brothels before. So they're only taking applications later in the month. This is real. I don't know what to say about this. First of all, I don't know how you judge sex. But I guess if it's about cleanliness and all that, whatever. But chemistry's, like right? You don't like it?
Well, it's like, it's be like hiring people to go to restaurants and post on Yelp. It's like, you could already have your user base do this. That's all they're doing is they're going to post it on their sites, they said, right? On
these but it sounds like there's serious, you know, Germans when they get into stuff, they're like, we need the AV test to make sure that all of our women are going. Yeah. Exactly. Bukkake parties, gangbangs, party resume. Tell your parents, they'll be really proud of you. Okay, so now we can get into some emails.
You need to bring that up on Loveline.
What?
That job.
Okay.
That's a great story.
Do you think Mike would do it? No, I'm kidding. Cool. He's not really into prostitutes, but I just thought it'd be funny that there is a job like that. I will bring it up on Loveline, but sometimes it's hard to like get a word in.
It really is. Mike is very competitive with you.
With me or with everyone?
Everyone. He doesn't like, he wants, to, he would like the whole
like,
show.
He's probably psyched on that.
He doesn't like callers. He doesn't like guests. He wants the whole show to be him talking.
Well, he gets, yeah. I know. Yeah. We love him. Okay, so. Thank you, everybody for emailing me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. And don't forget to include your name and where you're listening from and your age, if you can, and how you listen in your email. Easy, just things like that. And also, so I've been doing this for 10 years, and one of the things that's always like, ugh, we haven't quite got down is that a lot of times you send me emails, and we do, in fact, read your email on the show, but we might not always remember, we might not always have the time to notify you and let you know. So just keep listening to the show. We're getting some new interns on board, too, that's going to be their job of letting you know. Because people email me sometimes. I'm like, yeah, we answered it.
Hey, you know what? If you're
stresses me out.
If a you're listener of the program, you'll hear it.
Yeah, just keep listening to the goddamn show. You'll hear it. Okay, so here we go. Mixed feelings on relationship future. Dear Emily, I love the show. I'm 27 and a recent transplant to San Diego from the great state of Minnesota. Hooray to Midwest upbringings.
Wonder if she has cum in her coffee.
What? Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, my God. Minnesota will never be the same. I love living in Southern California. I've already found a lover man to explore the city with. We've been dating for 5 months and everything seems awesome. We have so much fun together and the sex is amazing. I actually get turned on just thinking about him. I know this is my hormones talking, but I am so into him. Side note, thanks for your recommendation of the Mio. We love it. That's a Zeju cock ring that I'm obsessed with.
Dick ring.
Cock penis ring. I hate
it's
cock ring.
So
I hate cock.
Harsh.
I know.
Especially
and I usually don't
a little
swear.
Dainty, lovely Emily.
Penis ring. It's my favorite thing because it's a penis ring. He loves the vibrations. Plus, you just put on your clit and it feels like, again, I'm going to get just jeju.com. Click on the banner on my website. Anyway, everything sounds gravy, right? Well, kind of. If I didn't have feelings, what'd she say? Ah, to feelings. He is 36. He's been pretty clear with me about never, ever wanting to have kids or get married. I've always pictured myself doing both things at some point in my life. My question is, how I let go of my urges to think about the future and just live in the moment? I enjoy my time with him so much, but should I be dating other people as well? I'm trying not to get too emotionally involved with him, but honestly, it's too late. Emily, help me love like a man and help me love like a man a little more. I know you do this well. She's been a listener for a long time. I need help. Thank you in advance, Amy. Okay, Amy, here's the deal. I'm not going to tell you. I didn't set out to love like a man. Here's the thing. Before you start trying to figure out is he the one to love like, you're not playing any games here. But there are certain things when people say they make a list. They decide what their deal breakers are and what their requirements are for relationships. So, you know, some people make 100-point lists. Some people just know, I absolutely want kids. I want to live in the country. You know, all this stuff. If marriage and children are definitely in your plans, you need to date with that in mind because that might be something that you regret. Now, if this guy, it's been 5 months, you're 27 years old, you just moved, so he's probably, you know, it's that, you know, when you move to a new city, like when I moved to San Francisco, I felt like I was on vacation for a year from Michigan. I was like, that's so fun. So, and you're young. And I just think that, who knows? I mean, he's how old is she? She said she's 26. He's 36. It's new. Have fun. Hang out with him if you can do that. I can't teach you how to have emotionally detached sex, which I'm really good at. It's kind of a natural skill that I picked up. Not that I don't have emotionally attached sex, but so I can't teach you that. But you have time. It doesn't mean you should throw yourself into a relationship with someone whose ideal future doesn't align with yours. But it's fine to have fun and live in the moment, but you also need to know that this may affect the way your future plays out because you're already emotionally invested in him, which means you have a decision to make. Do you want to stay in the fun, presently fulfilling relationship that isn't going to take you where you want to be? Or do you want to start pursuing the life you've always pictured? Because when we date people that are just kind of filling space or we go back with our ex, the truth is, whatever time you spend with them, 3 hours a week, every night, you're not allowing new people into your life. You're not going to meet anyone new because you're caught up on him. Even if you're not with them, your brain's thinking that, you know, you're giving out this vibe that you're taking. So I think it is a good idea to probably step back and date other people. It's only been 5 months. I don't know why people rush into monogamy after 5 months. I don't think you have to. Just use protection. And so once you make up your mind on what you want, you'll have a better idea of how to proceed. So just step back and be honest with them. And honestly, I think when you are honest with him and you say, listen, kids for me is a priority, and so I think we should take this slower, might be interesting what he does. What do you think?
Yeah, there's a good chance that he'll... He's 36, so if you are a possibility of being the one, when you're dating people and you're a guy, you always lead with, hey, by the way, I'm not trying to get serious. No, very few guys go, hey, I really hope this turns into like a family and kids.
Right.
We always play it off. We always play because we want to play the field. But if you, because you're 27 and it must be really hard for women, because if you want a family and you want kids, I mean, time is of the essence.
Right, exactly.
You've got to start getting going. And I wouldn't even say, like, break up with them. I would say, a family is really important to me. I don't want to, you know, close myself off from that possibility. So I do want to start seeing other people because
right.
I feel like that might not be a possibility with just you. And I bet you there's a good chance that he's going to start rethinking things.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying don't break up with him, but just be honest with it. That's exactly what I said. Did I say break up? No, I said talk to him, and then he's probably going to come around and be like, wait. But at 36, do you think that you know if you want kids?
I was late. It took me a long time. And
did you think you did
growing
up?
I was like 37 by the time I finally said, I think I proposed by the time I finally
And you
decided.
Know that your wife wanted kids.
Well, no. People change. I mean,
they
do change.
She
said that she never wanted to be in a relationship. She said she never wanted to be married, never kids. And now we're married and trying to have kids. So people change.
Dude, would you just get pregnant already? Not you, but her.
It's hard.
It'd be so fun.
You always finish in the mouth. It's tough. I'm kidding.
What?
I mean, I never do that with the wife. I'm kidding.
You never finish.
God, if
her?
She ever hears this show, I'm
she doesn't
busted.
Listen. But I should send it to her.
No, you should not.
I love your wife. Why can't we all hang out and be friends? Okay, so when I come back, we're going to talk about some condom concerns, condom troubles people have gotten into. It happens with condoms, and I'm going to teach you how not to. But first, a word from the amazing Emily and Tony candles that I made. Gosh, I hate to like toot my own horn, but they kind of rock. I have explained them to you what they are. They look like regular candles. They're beautiful. You can leave them out on display. You can light them. And they're aromatherapy. They're relaxing. They're beautiful. Like I said, they're from France. Beautiful region in France that makes
quality.
Candles.
Quality.
They're quality. They're high quality. However, Anderson,
yep.
You light them and they turn into the most luxurious massage oil. Should you choose. You can also just light them and not do a massage. But then you could pour it on your partner. It's warm, luxurious, sensual, and you'll start having rockin' sex from this because slippery is so much better during sex. And it's not hot. You're not going to burn their skin or anything like that. And I created these candles so you can have the best sex of your life. So go to Emily and Tony anytime. Use code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off your first order. But now, until April 12th, you get 30% off all Emily and Tony products with code MARCH30. That's MARCH30. 30% off.
It's not bad.
Signif. Okay.
Signif.
I still might have a little jet lag, so I'm just, you know, cutting word. I don't want to waste all my energy here. So making abbreviations really helps, right?
That can't really drains a lot of people when people say can't.
What can't?
Significant. Signif.
Signif.
I can't. If you said that part, yeah, I could see how it would really... Take the wind
I'm
out of your sails.
I'm trying to move stuff along.
Now she's trying to open a bottle of water, which...
It's dripping all over me.
Seems like it's a mighty big task.
It's got, like, greens in it.
What is that? What do you drink?
It's
Looks like you just went down
milk.
To the pond.
It's almond milk with this green powder in it that's like vegetable-y powder, and then chia seeds and almond milk.
Who sold you on that?
It's my nutritionist. It's like gives me stuff that I need, flax oil.
You ever talk to Drew about that? Make sure it's good. You're not being sold.
No, it's fine. You know, who's? No, it's actually not his. Forget it. But no, it's good. It's good. I love this stuff. It gives me energy. It makes me feel like I'm being healthy.
Good, good, good.
Better than Carl's Jr. Okay, condom troubles. Hey, Emily, I'm Benjamin from Mexico, 23. Love your show and your Kegel Camp app. It's great. He's at level 7.
Are you the one who was passing around videos of women lifting weights with their vaginas?
No, we were talking about it. Whose mic was probably passing around? What?
Okay, it came up on Loveline.
Because they're Kegel exercises?
Yeah, we had some fitness guru in here last night, Tate, and he was like, Emily sent me, and I didn't know if it was you. You were the Emily, but it was all about Kegels, and these women are actually lifting massive amounts of weights with their vaginas.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Do people know what your Kegel exercise? They're Kegels, and they think they're only for men, but women, but you realize they're for men too.
I've heard things.
So it's those pee-stopping muscles. So when you stop and start the flow of urine, like if someone's knocking on the door and you're like, oh, gotta stop, you just tense and relax those muscles 5 minutes a day. What?
Why would you stop because someone knocks on the door? I'm going to continue
I'm just trying to think to explain you when you're going to stop. When would
the
you
only
stop
time
your
you
pee?
Is if a cop's coming up. I'm drunk in an alley.
Oh, right. You get legal tickets for that. I always pee outside. Okay, so anyway.
What?
I like to sweat.
You always
sweating.
Pee outside?
I'm a camper. I'm like, I can just
do you
pee.
Do the thing where you lean against the tree and then pull your...
Yeah.
Your belly up.
I like to kind of risk it. Like in Israel, my nieces, that's why they think I'm a Martian.
You're peeing outside in Israel.
Is that illegal? Just once or twice I had
like,
to.
Like, were you peeing on the wall at the West Bank?
No, I didn't pee on the West by the wall. No, I didn't do that anywhere. I was like, I'm in the wilderness. I was on the border of Syria. I heard bombs go right.
Sounds super safe.
It was really safe. My nieces were freaked out. I'm like, whatever, dudes. It's just civil
bombs.
War.
It's just people dying.
It's fine. It's cool. ISIS, whatever. Okay, so... I love your show. Okay, so first of all, my app, and I just want to tell you about this, is that men, so he's at level 7. When I first launched this app, and I just relaunched it, so you should all download it, Kegel Camp, I only had 10 levels. I thought, who's going to even get to 10 levels? Well, then, soon after, people were like, give me 20. So we totally improved the app. We redid it. You can set, so the thing about it is that men, they have stronger orgasms, ejaculatory control. Women, you do them. You lift weights with them now, your barbells. But it also helps you with your orgasms and just enjoy sex better. And urinary incontinence after you have children. Sometimes things get a little looser. The point is, this app has the 20 levels. My voice walks you through it. You get a reminder every day. It's like, hey, like time for Kegel Camp, whatever, try it. But my friend who did it, who's a dude, he got to level 20. He and his girlfriend were competing. And he said when he got there, his ejaculate shot across the room like he was 19. You don't want to hear about other ejaculate? He's just looking in the sky.
I don't need to hear that. So what happened with the condom? How's this tying to the condom?
I don't know. I was just excited about my app because it took us forever to update it again. Okay. I'm just like, sorry, guys. Talking about myself.
I thought maybe someone's girl's Kegels
no,
actually ripped
he likes
someone's
my
condom
app,
off.
But we're going back to condoms. Sorry. I'm a little off track.
Rip the condom
people,
off.
People, you're used to it. Okay, listen. It's just been a few months since I started my sex
are
life.
You, wait. Are you big on the Kegels? Like, could you capture someone's penis if, like, like, let's say you and I had sex.
I'm going to ring this bell here with my vagina. Yeah?
That was pretty impressive. If you and I were to have sex and I'm like, all right, I'm done. I want to get up. Could you, like, hold me
could
there?
Could I clamp your penis
could
so you couldn't
me?
Move?
Yeah.
I've never tried.
Oh, you should try that and get back to us.
I will. I'll definitely work on that. I'm practicing. Okay, so it's been a few months since I started my sex life, and here's my situation. When my girlfriend and I are having sex, the condom breaks, specifically when we're doing doggy position. It's happened twice. I know I must be doing something wrong, because in these times, condoms are high quality, thanks to you and your coworkers. Okay, so here's the deal. First of all, congrats on wearing a condom in the first place. You're clearly ahead of the game. Do you know people don't wear condoms? I was out with friends outside. She's like, nah, don't ever wear them. I mean, people always say this, and you guys just don't realize you're gonna either get someone pregnant or you're going to get an STD. What have you got to lose? The condom's breaking. Usually if a condom's breaking, it's for one of a few reasons. Number one, wrong size. So if the condom's too big or too small, it can move around or be stretched too tight, which may cause it to tear. So you might be one of these guys who has to upgrade to a larger condom. I love the Skin, SKYN, large condoms. Or you might want to downgrade to just one of the regular condoms for a snugger fit. Also, there might not be enough lubrication. So if there's friction, like, you should try to get a condom with lubricant in it. Or all you do is you put a little lube in the tip, right? You pour it in the tip. Have you done that?
Yeah.
What do you, how do you explain it? You just drip it in the tip and then you pull it.
And then you pull it down and then it's already, and then it goes. And then you, when you use your hand, it kind of goes over the whole
thing. So you want to make sure, because friction will cause even the strongest condom to break. So use a lubricant to discrete the friction and increase the pleasure.
Which is exactly why you don't want to do what a lot of people do, and that's double up, because for sure both will break then. Do not double up.
That's like double protection means double like it's not going to work. You could also be using the wrong lubricant. If you're using latex condoms, make sure you're using a water-based lube, because silicone lube, which is the more silicone lube, which is slipperier, lasts longer, but it breaks down latex. So people don't realize that. Latex condoms are the most common, but again, I'm obsessed with skin condoms, SKYN. They're polyisoprene, not latex, and they are thin but strong, and you could use whatever lube. It doesn't break them down. Here's another thing, storage issues. Are you keeping them somewhere that's hot? He lives in Mexico. Or can be exposed to heat, like your glove compartment or your back pocket. It damages them. So just, these are all the things.
He lives in Mexico?
Yeah.
Or New Mexico?
Mexico.
Mexico.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Hola.
Hola.
Do you speak Spanish?
Pepe. No.
I meant to. So those are the deals. Condom stuff is really important, people. And also, these lifestyles makes these condoms, too, that not just the skin line, but they have, like, boxes that you can buy that are, like variety box, where you get, like, fun bumps, and you get, like, different flavored lube, or you get the warming. You could try a bunch of different ones and see what you like.
No, it's always something new, every time.
Yeah,
Might be the same partner,
back in the day,
new things.
New things. That's all we want. Back in the day, it was, like, one condom. Like, how did you know what condoms to buy?
I just, like, whatever I could steal, to be honest. I was very embarrassed.
How could you steal
stigma.
If they used to have to unlock them?
No, I'm old. They were out. I used to pickpocket, not pickpocket, I used to shoplift all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
Everything that they wouldn't let me buy, I felt, well, then I have a right to steal it. If you're not going to let me buy
those
cigarettes.
Did you ever get caught?
Yeah. It all came crashing in one night. Yeah, it was bad. But yeah, I used to steal condoms, no-dos, cigarettes, booze.
All those pertinent things that you needed.
Because of kids like me, now they lock all that shit up.
Right.
I mean, there used to be, like, at my local liquor store, like, we could actually walk into, like, where they stored the liquor. My friends and I would just go in there, close the door behind us, and we'd just sit in there and get drunk, like, at the...
In the store? In the store. There wasn't, like, the cameras everywhere.
No, because it was in the storage area. So it was dark. We had to use our lighter to see what we were drinking.
Where did you grow up again?
Like, out here. L.A. area.
L.A. people.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, I got it. Did we steal? We didn't steal. I once stole the chocolate bunny. Easter's coming up. Happy Easter.
Because you're Jewish.
I know. And I was like, I never got the chocolate bunnies, and I love chocolate bunnies, but then they found I tucked down my pants.
They're a rip anyways, because they're always hollow. You think you're getting this
big chocolate
bad bunny,
chocolate.
And it's like really
bad chocolate.
They're
like, here's a really big, really bad
and
chocolate
bunny.
It's
just a goddamn mold.
Dude, doing it right.
Why has it got to be doggy style? Going back to this guy.
Well, also, there's a lot.
Can't just be animal style? Because all animals have sex doggy style.
I know. You know. That's just how it got. You know, he's talking about the back. You know what? I don't know. Why does that bother you?
I don't really like the doggy style.
You don't like the position, or you don't like the name?
The position's fine. I think the position's actually how we're intended to have sex. I think missionary is... I like it, but I don't think that that's the way that we're supposed. I think that we're supposed to have sex like the rest of the animals do.
Which one feels best to you?
I don't talk about this kind of. I'm a married man.
So fucking boring. Okay,
I'm a married man.
So I think that a lot of guys, that's their go-to ejaculate that they know. And is it because of the way it feels, or because you're looking at the ass? I'm just saying, hypothetically speaking, from what your friends have told you.
I think that a lot of guys. I always relate everything to movies, but like there's a scene in American Psycho where he's having sex doggy style and he's watching himself in the mirror. I think that it's like an animalistic thing.
Yeah, guys
and
love
it makes
watching
guys feel like they're really dominating. And I think a lot of guys don't like to look at the girl's face, you know, during.
Why? Because it's so intimate?
It's too intimate for a lot of guys, I think.
I just think that they just want to forget who they're having sex with so they can imagine someone else. Just kidding. Not that they're
having
sex.
I think that is the case.
Some
with
of it
some
can
people,
be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's this great movie called
This Boy's
Life.
I wish you could read a man's brain.
This Boy's Life. It was Tobias Wolff's life story and the author. And it starred Robert De Niro and Ellen Barkin. And like they're, you know, he's courting her. And then they finally get married. Robert De Niro plays this horrible, horrible son of a bitch. And then their first night of marriage, they're having sex and he flips her over. And she goes, no, I don't like it that way. He's like, no, only from behind. And he just bangs her from behind. It's a very animalistic male thing.
It is a male thing. I totally
get it. I know how a lot of women really like it too.
Women like it, but there's nothing wrong with liking it. I think that a lot of women, you know, I wasn't saying historically, but still feel like it's degrading.
Really? Those women are uptight.
Well,
you guys
there's
are a little
women,
uptight.
Dude, there's women who don't like anything different sexually. I mean, there's someone who's rich, I don't remember if it's on this show or one of these groups that we get this email all the time that, like, I've tried to talk to my girlfriend about, I want to watch her masturbate. I think that was my last show. Like, I'd like to watch her play with herself. I'd like to watch her undress. I'd like to watch her in the nude. The lights are dark. So there's, you know, a lot
of I tried to get my high school girlfriend to do that, like, play with herself. And we weren't together very long after this. And her exact words were, no, I'm not going to dyke out with myself. I'm like, ooh.
Dyke out?
Yeah, like she was so anti-lesbians that she felt like she was being a lesbian if she touched her own vagina.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, mutual masturbation is so underrated. Do people understand that part of the enigma of sex is when you're with a new partner and you're trying to figure out their body? So a great shortcut when you start dating is being like, babe, I want to watch you like touch yourself. That's so hot. So then you get to see, how does she touch herself? Does she play with her clit? Is it fast, slow, circles? You learn. Because every vagina is different. And then watch him, how he does it. He touches balls. Mutual masturbation.
Chances
it's a good
are
time.
He'll go up and down a lot.
Yeah, but guys, I got to tell you something, Anderson. Because I've had some experience with a few penises in my life. It's a little different. A little bit different. And there's little things they do where I'm like, oh, you put your thumb over the tip.
Who's
whatever.
Seen more penises, you or the average gay man in San Francisco?
Dude, I'm insulted. Me. The average gay man. Okay. Hey, Emily, I'm 6'1", and I'm seeing a really cute girl named Lily. She is tiny, literally up to my elbows, which means I have a problem. My penis, when erect, is 7.1 inches long and 6 inches around.
Guys,
show me this.
Measuring tape.
Yeah. Will I hurt her? Like, are our bodies not compatible? I really like her, but a voice inside my head is telling me she's too little. Thanks, Flynn.
Flynn?
No, you're fine.
His name is Flynn?
His name's Flynn.
That's like a Red Bull can.
What? Yeah, no, it's big, but here's the thing. A little girl does not mean she necessarily has a little vagina. That's one thing. And women's bodies can take a lot. They have full-on babies coming out of it. So what I would say is that I love that lately I've been getting emails with exact penis measurements. I really appreciate that because it really puts it in context here. Should totally be included emails. So like I said earlier, I want your name, your age, where you're from, and your penis size. Just kidding. You don't have to worry about that. Okay. Contrary to what many of us learned in the schoolyard, genital size is not related to height or, you know, their men's shoe size. Same
feet,
with
hands.
The vagina. What?
Feet, hands. You always hear that.
No.
You know,
true.
Big feet.
I wish it were true.
Big shoes.
I went off on that before. Doesn't work. Lucky you, you are tall and also well endowed, but that does not mean that a shorter guy could not be packing some serious, you know.
This is the dumbest reason not to try and sleep with a girl.
I know. All I'm saying is your new girlfriend's petite size does not automatically rule her out as a sex partner. So let's talk about vaginas because I feel like a lot of guys are confused by this. Vaginas are naturally elastic. They're meant to expand, and then they return to their original state. Also, a lot of vaginas, they expand during arousal. So this is an evolutionary thing. Vaginas are meant to facilitate reproduction, so they need to accommodate penises of all sizes. And it's true that some women are born with shorter vaginal canals than others, but this is something you'll find out the first time you're with her, and you can't judge a vagina size by its cover.
Plus, you can throw on a couple C-rings and like grommets and make it so it seems like so you'll stop.
Stop it. Exactly.
Her,
yeah. Like a stopper. That's totally true. If you like her and things progress and you want to have sex, take it slow. I mean, first of all, when you start having sex with anyone, you should always take it slow. My top advice to men, go 5 times slower than you think. And make sure that you are performing a lot of foreplay. A lot of foreplay. Because women, we say the vagina, it engorges. It swells. It gets lubricated when she's turned on. So lots of foreplay. Give her a massage. You can use a massage candle. Get her relaxed and use lube. I cannot emphasize enough how important lube is in this situation because we don't want her to have any tearing if there is a problem. And I just think if you go slow and you pay attention to her reaction, you're going to be just fine. So go slowly. Don't hurt her. And I think it's a great question.
5 times slower than you think, huh?
That's what I always say.
Guys have a hard time with that.
I know, but why is that?
It's because
I know.
Especially the first time, and I can speak from experience, it's like, you're kind of in disbelief. Like, wow, she's a lot. She's giving me an opening here?
I know.
I'm going to, really? It's all go? But, okay, before she changes her mind. And then, like, you know, you're trying to.
That's what I think. I think guys are so used to being shut down that they just are like, oh my God, I've got the green light. My dick's hard.
Gotta get
out
of the
my
harbor
pants.
Before they close it down.
They have to what?
You got to get into the harbor before they shut
exactly.
it off.
And then women are like, we need to be turned on because when guys just try to shove it in and go so fast.
What
so
if we came up with like a new standard sexual rule? Like it was just the new rule where you
we
don't
put it in
have
the Constitution
sex.
Or something?
The girl has to, for the first time, she always has to take grab of the unit and she's the one who puts it in. Like that should just be like a rule, like a known thing. Everyone should know it.
What do you mean she grabs it? She puts the condom on?
Like, if you're going to have sex for the first time with somebody, it's completely up to the woman. No, no yes, no no. You know, no, all this yes means no.
Oh, have her decide?
She actually takes it and she guides it in. So she puts it in at her own pace. She decides that it's going in. And
so
it's
men
all,
don't get like...
Men don't... For the first time. It should just be like a code.
This means I'm down kind of thing. But women like men to take charge.
Yeah, they get that the second, third, and 100th time. But like the first time, like... Nothing's going
they
inside
They can do it together. Do it together.
Unless she's guiding it in.
Can't they both hold it and guide it in?
No, because then he's going to start jamming it harder. You
don't
know what I mean?
Jam it harder. Slow
not.
It down.
You don't understand.
Why? I know I don't. Not. I wish I had a penis for a day. What could I
it's
do?
Like
I
want to
like... It is an itch that you can't. But what happened? Does sex feel good when you go slow?
Yeah, it's fine.
It's fine, but
I'm
not
married.
Great.
I don't talk about it.
This is so fucking boring.
Sex is fine, whether it's hard and pounding like you don't like or it's slow and sensual.
I like how it impounds. No, here's the thing. Don't get me wrong. I like hard and pounding. I like a variety. Variety is the spice of sex and life.
It doesn't rhyme.
It's the spice of life. Variety is the thing that you all crave. The reason why your relationship might be getting a little dull, a little boring after a while. It's biology. It happens. You're doing the same thing over and over again. And the more you can mix it up, the better it will be. So if you slow it down... You know, just like try that. Like, don't always do the same position. Buy my book. Oh my God, I don't even mean to be plugging all my stuff because you guys all
the
get freaking annoyed.
Great for what you're talking about right now.
I forget to talk about it.
I see your face and I can tell that you're like, oh no, I don't want to plug something, but it just works. I mean, so you're helping your listeners by letting, because I think I told you probably like over a year ago that I have your book and you gave it to me and it's a great book. It's a beautiful book and it has all sorts of pictures and every single page is a different sex position. And that's what we would do is like, we'd be like, all right, what are we going to do?
Right.
We'd open the book. Whatever picture you land on, that's what we're going to try tonight.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great book. It's called Hot Sex. I mean, I think it's a beautiful book, and you'll like it. It's a lot of pictures. I mean, there's words, too, but you should open it up. It's called Hot Sex, over 200 things you could try tonight. And if you want to buy it from my website, because then you click on the Amazon thing. It's all cool. A few things I need to say is that we need interns.
What?
And
more?
Email us feedback@sexwithemily.com. We have social media, marketing, production internships, video editing, audio. All that stuff. It's really fun. Our office is in Hollywood. But if you'd like to write for us remotely, we're looking for some seasoned sex and relationship writers. feedback@sexwithemily.com, cover letter, resume. Love it. Love you. Do that. Also, review us on iTunes. If you like the show, check it out. Give us a review. And also, you can, I think you should all follow me on Twitter and Facebook because we do good Facebooks and tweets. We give away a lot of stuff at our Facebook page. It's like blowing up. People love it. It's entertaining.
How many likes do you have?
Like 250,000.
How many likes? You have 250,000 likes on Facebook?
Yeah,
totally. That is a lot.
Oh my God. Maybe more like today. And I have like 100,000 on Twitter.
Oh my God.
At Instagram, I want to grow. So you all will go like my Instagram page. And I know
put your boob on there. It'll
at Sex with Emily.
Fly
no, they
up.
Take down your boob. Don't you know the whole free the nipple movement?
No.
Instagram takes down your boob. They take down nipples. Even a suggestion of a nipple, but whatever.
There needs to be an Instamam, and they allow boobs. You just make a new app called Instamam.
It's true.
Like mammogram.
I get it.
Like maps.
Should
yes.
we ring the Mamp. Joke bell again? Okay,
that's
so
not a joke bell.
Here's the thing. Also, one more thing. Remember the Sexual Health Expo? I did Sexual Health Expo in Los Angeles. I am now doing it in Phoenix, Arizona. So join me April 25th, 26th for a weekend of sexual wellness, education, and fun. And here's the thing. I'm giving away free tickets. Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. Why do you want to go? And we'll send you a 2-for-1 promo code. It was friggin' mind-blowing here. 2,000 people. We have amazing sex educators teaching like all day long, all the latest and greatest toys. I want to see you there. And that's what I want. And Anderson, so tell me about you. I have to admit that there was no Wi-Fi in the plane and I actually caught up on movies and I thought about you because I used to love movies and I saw three movies and I want to know, I saw Because Anderson has a podcast, The Film Vault.
We do The Film Vault every week. And every it's a service because we see a lot of movies and people kind of get to know our tastes. We have different tastes. And you get to figure out like what's worth seeing, what you should avoid.
Which is a smart service for the world.
It's entertaining. It's a little, you know, harsh sometimes. I'm a little bit mean to my co-host, but we have a great time
doing
it.
You guys are hilarious.
We're coming up on our five-year anniversary, and we were doing it for like years before that even. So like in a different form, but 5 years of podcasting.
Well, I was thinking about you because I have really gotten away from anything
watching
else but sex.
Yes.
So I watched Wild. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
Yes.
I liked it.
Did you?
You didn't like it.
It was okay.
I liked it because...
I didn't like seeing her poop.
Oh, why? It was a gratuitous...
I didn't need to see the poop.
Didn't need to see the poop.
Yeah.
But
it's a true story of her walking through the Pacific Trail.
Yeah, for, what was it, 3,000 miles, 3 months?
Something insane. Yeah.
And I did that. I mean, I didn't do that, but I went backpacking in a cathartic way. When I was 25 to Southeast Asia by myself. My dad died when I was young, and it was very, like, I was just
trying to...
It was a spiritual thing. Yeah. So I got it. I related. And I just thought it was beautiful.
You and nature. Just you. Who are you? What are you doing?
Believe it or not, but I love having everything.
Emily blows our minds every now and again. She'll come
out. You're like, what?
Like, you went to, like, that Buddhist
sanctuary.
Yeah,
that's where I did it. 10-day
meditation.
Like
9 years or something,
I liked
right?
it. And then, yes, it was amazing. And then I also saw, Whiplash.
Oh, you loved it.
I remembered back to you telling me about it like months ago. I'm like, yeah, like I'm going to see
it. Yeah, I saw Whiplash like 3 times in the theater now.
It was so good, but it was so disturbing.
It's intense.
What's new out right now?
Right now,
I'm obsessed now with seeing movies again. I keep saying obsessed.
A movie
like
that I absolutely love. And this is a movie I shouldn't love. It doesn't make sense that I love it, but I love it. And it's called Danny Collins, starring Al Pacino. Al Pacino's playing this like old, aged rock star who is like, kind of like a Barry Manilow type guy. Right. And
okay.
He's like, he used to be huge. He's still really big. He's like, you know, money's not an issue, but it's based on a real actual event that actually happened to this folk singer where he got this actual folk singer in real life.
Okay.
Got this letter from John Lennon, like almost 40 years after John Lennon wrote him the letter. John Lennon heard him read an interview with this folk singer.
Okay.
And the folk singer was worried that he might, fame and fortune might ruin his career and his inspiration and his artistry. And John Lennon said, you know, I'm going to write this kid and let him know that that's not the case. And the guy never got the letter. Because he sent it to like the record executive who was in charge of the guy. So the record executive sold it. And it was like, you know, a collector had it for years. The collector finally gave it to this guy. And he's like, oh my God, my life could have been so much different. It had John Lennon's phone number on there. So they based the entire movie around that actual piece of reality.
True story. That's amazing.
And then, you know, the Al Pacino character, he decides to make amends and he changes his whole life. And it's very sweet. It's schmaltzy, but it's R-rated. And Annette Bening is in it. And she's fantastic. Al Pacino and Annette Bening are fantastic. And it really got me. And this is a movie I shouldn't like. I could have seen it on maybe Lifetime.
Why shouldn't you like it?
Because it's just, I'm edgy and I'm hard, you know. And I like independent cinema. This is a big Hollywood movie.
Right.
But
it's done by
the guy Crazy Stupid Love. The guy that wrote Crazy Stupid Love wrote that. And directed this one.
What's his name? Because I actually feel like I grew up with
Fogelman.
Him. Okay, got it.
But Danny Collins. I love it. It's in theaters right now. I could see it being a little sleeper surprise hit, or people are just going to write it off. I think it's a really hard movie.
What's a good indie
market.
Film now? I'm starting to keep asking back. I'm sort of like decided, like changing a new leaf. Turning a leaf.
You're turning over a new leaf. Yeah. If you have HBO and HBO Go, the Going Clear, everyone's talking about that, the Scientology documentary.
Oh, I'm
phenomenal.
Can I see it?
Yeah, if you have HBO.
My mom does. Can I borrow hers?
Yeah, you could steal it. They're actually fine with you stealing HBO
yeah,
Go.
That's awesome.
I've heard.
I've heard it was amazing. Because they don't let you film it, right? That they don't.
They got tons of inside footage, and you know, I was on the Scientologist side. I talked all about this on the Film Vault.
I was on their side
for the first 30 minutes because I feel like they're an easy target. I'm sick of everyone, you know, going after Scientology, and most people don't know shit about Scientology,
right.
But they're going after it. And then after about 30 minutes, they're doing that.
But Tom Cruise in it?
They never try and bang, which usually those kinds of organizations, they always think, you know, sex is always at the center of it. So
no one bangs there?
There's no tons of allegations, but no allegations of unwanted sexual contact. Yeah, so,
that's
you
good.
Know,
that's good for a cult.
Good for you guys.
I appreciate that.
Psychologists, the way to not rape each other.
We feel good about that. Okay, Anderson, thank you.
Yes,
thank you for being with me. I love seeing you. And thank you, Madison, for preparing the show. And
Madison.
Thank you to Kimber. Madison. Thank you to everyone for listening. And follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram because it helps me, helps the show when I give you good information. So check it out. And thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everybody, we talked a little bit about penises, but did we talk about the Fleshlight yet? No, we did not. It is the number one sex toy for men. I think it's the only sex toy for men that's ever registered on my playing field that every guy talks about, because you actually, it's like, it's a massage, it's a male masturbation sleeve, comes in a container that looks like a Fleshlight, but it's a Fleshlight. And it's actually, the material was patented by NASA. Like, it's this really cool material that looks and feels like the real deal. Maybe there's a porn star you like. She might have had her vagina molded. I don't know. It's up to you. There's also the stamina training unit. It helps you practice lasting longer in bed and becoming a better lover. And what I've heard from guys with penises, which I do not have, is that they have some of the most mind-blowing orgasms of their life. It's like, you know, sex in a can, but better. That doesn't sound as fun. But check it out. Go to Fleshlight.com. Use code Emily. And guess what? Free bottle of Flesh Lube. Lube, Fleshlights, it's all a party. Check it out. Thanks for listening.